Hallelujah, peace and complete joy to all of you.
Hallelujah, 愿神的平安与喜乐与大家同在。
First, I'd like to praise and thank God I can be here to worship the true and living God with all of you.
首先我要感谢主耶稣让我有这个机会来与大家一同敬拜他。
So if I look a little bit stiff tonight because I have a pinched nerve on my neck, so I cannot move my neck too good.
所以如果今天你看到我有点比较僵硬，是因为我不小心扭伤我的脖子，所以请大家原谅。
So tonight I'd like to share with you a mother's love.
所以今天要与大家分享的这个题目是母亲的爱。
We know this coming Sunday is Mother's Day.
我们知道这个星期天呢是母亲节。
And we know the reason why they dedicate this day for mothers because quite often as children we don't appreciate our mothers enough.
因为为什么他们有这一天作为母亲节呢？是因为大部分的小孩不了解母亲对他们的爱。
We know mothers they suffer during the time they conceive us.
因为母亲在怀胎的时候已经经过非常艰难的时期。
9 months being pregnant is not fun, right?
然后九月怀胎并不是一件容易的事情。
Even though I'm not a woman, but I'm sure that you know I know many women during the pregnancy, right? They throw up, they feel dizzy, they have all these things. Right?
所以虽然我不是女人，但是我可以了解，就是很多怀孕的。 的女人，她们常常就会感觉到呕吐或者头晕。
And that's not the worst part.
这不是最糟的一件事。The
worst part is giving birth to children.
最糟的是当她们要生产的时候。
One time they tested the skill of you know how much pain in that human go through in life, right?
所以他们之前有一个测量一个人他一生经历的这个痛的这个程度是多少。
And they concluded that giving birth is one of the greatest pain that a human can go through.
然后他们说，当你生产的时候，这个生产这个痛呢，是人生其中一个最痛的一个时期。
So that's why for us, you know, when we think about our mothers,
所以当我们思想回顾我们的母亲的时候,
it's not only once a year,
那不是一年一度的事情,
but rather Mother's Day should be every day.
其实我们应该把每一天当作是母亲节,
because mothers really suffer so much when they're given birth during a pregnancy, even now as we, you know, as children.
母亲呢，当他们经过这个九月怀胎，他们为我们牺牲了，而且承受了非常多的痛苦。And
mothers are very different from fathers.
母亲呢，跟父亲有所不同。Of
course, there's always exception to the rules.
当然，一定是有例外的。But
most father, we really don't have the affection the way mothers have.
所以做父亲呢，对儿女的那种爱呢，跟母亲对儿女的爱是比较不一样。And
fathers, we really don't have that kind of caring, you know, nurture kind of caring, just like a mother has.
所以父亲对孩子的爱的那种关怀呢，跟母亲对孩子的爱跟关怀是比较不一样。And
most time, fathers, we don't have the patience just like mothers have.
所以大部分的父亲对孩子没有母亲那么用心或者那么有耐心。So
that's why when we think about mothers.
所以当我们想起母亲的时候,
we should really praise and thank God for them.
我们应该为此而向主耶稣感谢。
So let's turn to 2 Kings.
我们请看第二列王记下。
Chapter 4.
列王记下的第四章。
2 Kings chapter 4.
列王记下的第四章。
Let's study this mother together.
我们再看来学习这个母亲。
And learn why she loved her children so much.
然后再学习为什么她那么爱她的母她的儿女。
2 Kings chapter 4.
列王记下第四章
Verse 1第一节
有一个先知门徒的妻哀求以利沙说你仆人我丈夫死了他敬畏耶和华是你所知道的现在有债主来要娶我两个儿子做奴仆。
So here it described there's a certain woman was the wife of a prophet.
所以这里谈到说有一个先知门徒的妻。
And she cried out to Elisha.
她哀求以利沙。
And why did she cry out to Elisha?
为什么她向以利沙哀求呢?
Because her husband is dead.
因为她的丈夫已死了。
Now the creditor will come to take her two sons to be slaves.
所以有债主来娶她两个儿子做奴仆。
Now if you really think about this woman.
让我们思考这个女人。
First, this woman has no name.
这个女人呢，她这里圣经没有记载她的名字。
It just said a certain woman of the wives of the prophet.
这里只谈到有一个先知门徒的妻。
So in other words, we can see that even though sometimes women can do great things in people's life,
所以我们知道女人在在人的身上可以做行很大的事情。
And sometimes our mothers can do many great things for us.
很多时候我们母亲可以为儿女而做很大的贡献。
But quite often we tend to forget them.
但是很多时候我们却把这件事情遗忘了。
Just like this woman.
就好比这个女人一样。
She doesn't even have a name.
她在圣经里并没有谈到她的名字。
But rather the Bible just stated her as a certain woman of the wife of the prophet.
这里只谈到有一个先知门徒的妻。
So what's the name of this woman?
所以这个女人的名字是什么呢?
Actually, this woman just like our mothers.
所以这个女人呢，就好比是我们的母亲。
Our mothers just like this woman.
我们的母亲就好比这个女人。
And what's going on with this woman?
而这个女人发生什么事情呢?
First, she cried out to Elisha. Right?
她向以利沙哀求。
And why did she cry out?
为什么她向以利沙哀求呢?
Because her husband is dead.
因为她丈夫死了。
You know, quite often, you know, statistics have shown that husbands always die before their wives.
所以根据统计来说，先生比太太死的几率比较多。
And then if you ask the man, you say, why do usually men die before the women?
如果我们问男人为什么先生比太太早死呢？
And the women the husband usually joke around and say, oh, because the wives give us so much stress, and then that's why we die much earlier.
所以先生就开玩笑说，哦，因为太太给先生太多压力了，所以先生承受不住就比较早过世。
But in reality,
但实际上来说
，really if wives die first,
如果太太先过世
，and then men have to take care of our children,
如果男这个做先生的要照顾这个儿女
，I think most of them would be in trouble.
我们大部分的人都会就会遇上困难了。
Because really a lot of husbands we do not know what to do with our children.
因为很多时候先生不晓得如何来照顾孩子。
Especially when it comes to emotional needs.
特别是这个情感上的这个需要。
Here this is the first example.
这里就是一个例子。
Here something is going on with her sons.
所以这里对他的儿子有问题。
Then what did she do? She cried out to Elisha.
所以当他这两个儿子遇到问题呢，这个妻子就向以利沙哀求。
If this was the husband, right?
如果这是先生的话
，You know, quite often husband would never cry out to anybody, right?
所以先生通常不会向男人不会向其他人哀求。
And very few times if husband need help, sometimes we feel too proud to ask help from anyone, right?
所以当为作为一个男人呢，或做一个先生呢。他们不能忍气吞声的向别人哀求。
Really, just use direction for example.
我们就用这个寻找方向作为一个例子。
No, if men are lost,
如果男人是失去了方向
，very few times we'll pull over and ask for direction.
所以男人不会停下车来去询问这个方向。
And sometimes even our wife is in the car.
有时甚至这个太太在车里边。
Even though we are lost for sure, right?
虽然这个先生已经知道自己迷失了方向。
And we pretend that we are not lost, we know what we're doing, right?
然后这个先生就自以为是说，哦，我其实没有迷失方向。
And my wife yelled at me plenty of times, Woody, pull over and ask for direction, right?
所以很多时候我的太太叫着我的名Woody，你请你停车去问这个方向。
I say why? I know where I'm going.Right?
所以我就说，为什么呢？我知道我要去哪里。
Of course, when I say I know where I'm going, this means I'm starting to get lost already. Right?
所以当我说我晓得我要去哪里，其实我已经迷失了方向。
And even if I pull over to ask for direction,
即使我停下车来去询问这个方向的时候
，And you ask my wife, you go and ask, go and ask, right?
我会叫我的太太，你去问吧。
It's like you're the driver, why don't you ask?
所以他会说，你是这个驾驶员，为什么你不去问方向呢
？No, you have much better memory than I do. Right? Go and ask.
我就说哦，你的记忆力比我强，所以你去问吧。
But here you can see if the man was still alive.
如果这里谈到说这个先生还在，
and that woman died.
这个女人死了。
And if the creditor will come to take the two sons to be slaves.
如果有这个债主来娶这两个儿子作为奴仆的话
，quite often we don't cry out for help.
很多时候我们不会向别人来哀求。
If this woman did not cry out to Elisha for help.
如果这个女人呢没有向以利沙来哀求的话
，then for sure these two sons would be taken to be slaves.
这我们很确定的，这个债主一定会娶这两个儿子作为奴仆。
You know, nowadays we can see many of our young brothers and sisters.
所以在现今 现今我们看到很多这个年轻的弟兄姐妹。
And sometimes the relationship is very far from God.
所以他们这些年轻的弟兄姐妹与神的这个关系其实很遥远。
Because of this, they become slave of Satan.
因为他们已经成为撒旦的奴仆。
And even they are not slaves yet, but Satan will come to make them slaves.
即使他们现今还不是奴仆，但是撒旦必会娶他们作为奴仆。
But quite often when I see, you know, young brothers and sisters, you know, struggling.
很多时候我看到这些年轻的弟兄姐妹他们都在挣扎。
Very few times a father would come to me and ask to, you know, for me to help their children.
所以我很少会有例子说这个父亲会走来向我哀求说请你帮助我的儿子。
I have to say 95% of the time.
我会说95%的这个时候。
Always the mothers come and seek for help.
都是这个母亲呢向我来哀求。
And why mothers are like this?
为什么母亲会这样做呢
？Because mothers truly have the love of our Lord Jesus Christ inside their hearts.
因为母亲呢，在他们心中真的是有耶稣基督的。
But for men, we build very differently.
但是对于男人来说，他是比较不一样。
First, as men,
作为一个男人
，maybe we don't even know that the creditors will come to take.You know, our children to be slaves.
我们可能也不知道有债主来娶这两个儿子作为奴仆。
Because very few men we really pay a close attention, you know, to our children and to our family, and sometimes that is true.
因为男人很少去跟他的家人或跟他的儿子接触。
Here for the woman to know that the creditor will come to take her children to be slaves.
所以这个女人呢，她晓得这个债主要娶她两个儿子作为奴仆。
See, this means she has the heart of concern for her children.
所以这又意味着她对她的儿子有这个关怀。
Of course, we cannot. Maybe you know some mothers also do not have this kind of concern.
当然我们也知道有例外的，就是有母亲也不会对儿子有这种关怀。
But a mother who truly loved her children.
如果对一个母亲她真正爱她儿女的话
，we can see every little thing that's going on with the family.The mothers will try their best, try to seek for help.
所以，如果在家里有什么小小的事情呢，母亲会尽他们所能来把这些事情解决。
Just like this woman.
就好比这个女人一样。
She knows what's going on in the lives of her two sons.
所以她在她的儿子的生命当中，她知道发生了什么事。
And that is the creditor coming to, you know, make two sons be slaves.
然后，因为这个债主来娶这两个儿子做。
And she knows exactly what to do.
她知道她该做什么。
What she needs to do is to cry out to the man of God.
她所要做的事情就是向神人来哀求。
And only the man of God can come and help this whole situation.
只有神人才能帮助这个。他所面临的这个困难。
No, sometimes when I see young brothers and sisters going through a lot of trial and tribulation.
所以当我看到年轻的弟兄姐妹呢，经过非常多的这个困苦。
And when you know they are just about to lose their faith.
当他们几乎要失去了他们的信心的时候。
And some young brothers and sisters do not come to church for years.
有些年轻的弟兄姐妹，他们有很长的一段时间没有来聚会。
But their mothers never forget them.
但是他们的母亲却没有忘记他们。
Many times that mothers, when they come to, you know, talk to me about their children's situation.
很多时候，当这些母亲来跟我谈论他们儿女的问题的时候
，quite often they would shed tears.
很多时候，他们都会掉下眼泪。
And quite often I realize that they pray so much for their children.
很多时候我才发觉他们为他们儿女。常常都在祷告。
Why? Because the love for their children is so great.
因为他们对儿女的这种爱是何等的大。
You know, I think I share with you, you know, for me that when I think about my mother.
所以对于我而言，当我回念我的母亲的时候。
That is my biological mother.
那是指我这个生母。
For me, I can never ever talk back to her.
所以对于我而言，我没办法顶撞她。
Because without her, I cannot be alive today.
因为没有我的生母的话，我今天不可能活在这里。
And my father told me many stories how my mother saved my life.
所以我的父亲告诉我，很多时候我们的生母如何去拯救我。
And it's funny because with all these stories, I never heard that he saved my life. I only your mother saved your life, right?
所以觉得比较讽刺的话，就是我父亲从来没有说他如何拯救我。他却说，很多时候你母亲如何拯救你
？I remember, you know, my father told me when I was a young boy.
所以当我比较年轻的时候，好像一个青年的时候，我父亲告诉我。
And it was about 5-6 miles from the house.
大概是离家里5-6英里。
And that time I was with my mother, you know, taking the cows out the field to graze the field.
所以我母亲呢就把这个牛带到这个田地去喂牛。
And just happened that day was very hot.
当天呢天气非常炎热。
And I got a heat stroke.
所以我当天呢就中暑。
Because I did not drink enough water.
因为我喝的水分不够多。
And when my mother saw that I have a heat stroke and I was going convulsion.
所以当我母亲看到我中暑了，然后我已经开始癫痫了。
And my father told me that my mother grabbed me and ran for that 5-6 mile like full speed, right, to get me back to the house and you get a doctor to help me.
所以我母亲把我提起来就跑了5到6英里回到家，然后去找医生。
For me, I cannot imagine that. Right?
对我而言，我没办法想象这一点。
Because for her to run 5-6 miles, sprinting 5-6 miles must take a lot of energy, a lot of effort.
因为对于她而言，如果她要跑这四 5到6英里的这个路程是非常艰难的。
And he told me by the time she got me to the doctors, I was already half dead. They thought I was gonna, you know, be gone.
所以他说，当他把我放到医生面前的时候，我已经是几乎快要死了。
In other words, if my mother did not sprint to the whole time,
所以就是,
there's no way I can still be alive.
那就是意味着，如果母亲没有当天没有快速的跑回去的时候的话。 我可能就已经过世了。
And it's the same thing during the communists.
在这个共产党的时期也是一样。
See, I almost died many times.
很多时候我都几乎去世。
But my mother's always the one there to help me.
但是我母亲始终在那里拯救我。
I think I shared this story with some of you before.
我记得我与大家 有一些弟兄姐妹分享这个经历。
Because during the communists, whatever you have to eat, you cannot eat it yourself. You must share it with everybody.
所以在共产党 统治的这个时代的时候呢, 我们所找到的这些植物不能自己吃，反而要把它分就跟别人分享。
And every time there's something to eat, and then it would ring a bell.
所以如果 我们有什么东西可以吃的话，我们必须要想这个铃。
So the whole community would come together and eat whatever food is there.
然后这个整个团体呢就会聚合在一起，我们要分享所拥有的这些食物。
If any communist catch you eating anything yourself, and then they will execute you, they kill you right there.
所以如果有共产党的人看到你在吃。 没有把这个食物分享给别人，他们可以当时就把你枪毙。
But I remember one time my mother, you know, cooked my brother and I this, you know, special food.
所以我记得有一次，我母亲为我还有我哥哥煮了一个比较特别的这个食物。
Of course, the food is not really that special, but it just, you know, she found, be able to find some rice and some beans, and she cooked it and make it sweet for us to eat.
所以其实也没有什么特别，只是说我母亲找了一些米，还有一些红豆，就煮一些比较甜点给我们吃。Of
course, as young kids, my brother and I, we are pretty foolish.
所以当时我作为比较年轻的小孩，我和我哥哥当时是比较愚昧的。So
after we ate that night, then the next morning we went around bragging about how my mother cooked us food to eat.
所以我们当晚吃了，第二天我们到处去宣耀我。 我们的母亲昨晚为我们而煮了一些东西来吃。So
when the communists heard this,
所以当这个共产党的人
they arrested my brother and I.
他就抓了我和我的哥哥。
And they were going to execute us.
当时他们想要把我们给
they were going to kill us.
他要把我们处死。
So pretty much they have us blindfold and tie us hands behind your back.
所以当时呢，他们已经把我们眼睛蒙蔽起来，然后把我们手都绑。
Of course, during that time we thought we're going to be dead.
所以当时我们就想说我们快要死了。
But right before they execute us,
但是当他们即将要把我们处死的时候,
my mother ran to us.
我母亲跑到我们的面前,
and she apologized to the communists.
然后他就向这些共产党的人道歉。
And she keep yelling, don't kill my son.
他就拼命地喊着不要杀我的儿子。
It's not their fault.
不是他们的错。
They don't know what they're doing. They're very young. They're very little.
他们不晓得他们在做什么。他们其实是非常年轻的。
She said it's my fault.
他说是我的错。
I'm the one to cook them food to eat.
是我煮了这个食物给他们吃。
So if you can execute anyone, please execute me instead of my sons.
如果你们要处死的话，就让处死我，就放过我的儿子。
No, as a 7-year-old boy during that time.
所以作为一个7岁的我,
when I heard this, you know, from my mother's, you know, my mother's voice.
当我听到我母亲的这个声音的时候,
and I can't help but to feel so touched during that time.
所以当时呢, 我感觉到非常的感动,
that my mother was not afraid all to lose her life for us.
因为我母亲会不惜一切为牺牲她的生命为了我。
And during that time, thank God that the communists decided not to kill us or my mother.
所以感谢主，当时呢，这个共产党的人没有把我们处死，就是因为我母亲。
But during that time when we walked back to our house,
所以当时在我们回家的路程，
my mother did not say anything to us.
我母亲并没有对我们说什么。
She just keeps saying that she loves us.
她只是说她非常爱我们。
She did not say, why are you so foolish? Why are you tell people about, you know, that you're making food and, you know, that I make food for you to eat and stuff. He didn't say anything like that.
他没有说，哦，你为什么跟别人说你为我，我为你煮了什么东西？他只是说，他这一些事情他都没有再提。
Now for me, when I think about this,
所以当我回想回顾这一切的话，
that's why I can never talk back to my mother.
我就没有办法来顶撞我们的母亲。
Because she sacrificed so much for me to be, you know, to be able to come to this country.
因为为了我，他付出了很大的代价，让我可以到这个国家来。
So really, when we think about our mothers,
所以当我们回顾思想我们母亲的时候， 我们不能不尊敬他们。
Just for them to give us birth, are they worthy for our praises for them?
单单他们怀孕来生产就已经足够，已经值得我们对她的尊敬。
Just like this woman here,
就好比这个女人一样。
Even though she doesn't have a name,
即使她没有一个名字,
but she loved her sons very much.
但是她非常爱她的,
and that's why she cried out to the man of God.
所以她向这个神人来哀求。
And look at verse 2.
我们看第二节。
2 Kings chapter 4 verse 2.
列王记下第四章的第二节。
So Elisha said to her, what shall I do for you? Tell me, what do you have in the house? And she said, your maidservant has nothing in the house but a jar of oil.
第二节，以利沙问他说：“我可以为你做什么？你告诉我，你家有什么？”他说：“卑女家除了一瓶油之外，没有什么。” See
when Elisha asked, "What do you have in the house?"
所以当以利沙问这个女人说：“你家里有什么？”
And she knows exactly what she has in the house.
她在家里，她知道她有什么。
And that is a jar of oil.
就是一瓶油。
You know, my wife, she hasn't worked about 10 months, right?
所以我太太失业了十个月。
So all this time, I haven't cooked, I haven't really cleaned, I haven't done anything, because she's the one, she hasn't been working.
所以因为她失业了十个月，所以我在家里我也没有什么煮饭，我也没有整理家里。
So not because she's working, then I have to cook for my, you know, for my nephew, I have to clean, I have to do the dishes and things like that.
所以现在她已经上班了，所以我必须要煮饭，然后照顾我的这个侄儿。 还有就是打扫。
But every time I look for something, I have to call and say, where is this? Where is that? I have no idea where things are, right?
所以当我要找某一件物品的时候，我必须打电话给他，问他说这件东西在哪里？这件东西在哪里？
And every time I empty the dishwasher, I put everything everywhere. So when she look for things like, Rudy, where you put this? Rudy, where you put that? Why do you move everything, right?
所以当我把这个洗碗机的东西拿出来的时候， 我没有把它放回原位，所以我太太会说：“你把这个东西放哪里呢？”
No, I'm sure if the man of God asks if her husband is still alive, what do you have in the house? I don't know, right?
所以我非常肯定的说，如果这个先生，如果这伊丽莎问这个先生说你家里有什么，这个先生一定会回答我不晓得。
But because she's a mother,
但是因为她是一个女人，
she knows exactly what's going on in the household.
因为她是一个母亲，所以她知道她家里发生的一切事情。
What is there and what is not there?
什么东西在那里，什么东西不在那里。
This is another evidence she truly loved her children.
这个就是另外一个凭据，说她非常爱她的儿子。
And that she has what, a jar of oil.
她家里有一瓶油。
No, really, when mothers come to seek for help for the children.
所以当这个母亲呢，为了儿女呢来哀求的时候。
And most time you don't need to tell them that they must pray.
我们不需要告诉这个母亲说你必须要祷告。
But they always share with me they've been praying for their children for many years already.
因为他们会跟我分享，他们已经为儿女祷告了许多年。
And sometimes even fast and pray for them.
有时候呢，他们会为儿女祷告。
And when you ask the mother what's going on with the children,
如果我们问这个母亲她儿女发生什么事的时候，
most of the time they always know what's going on.
他们通常都晓得她的儿女发生了什么事情。
But quite often as father, we are very clueless.
但是对于父亲来说呢，他很多时候不晓得是发生了什么事。
Of course, it's not the way it should be. It's not the way we should be that we always clueless.
哦，当然，作为一个父亲，我们 不可以什么事情都不晓得。
But we should know what's going on with our family.
我们必须知道家里发生的一些事情。
We should know what's going on with our children.
我们必须要晓得我们儿女发生了什么事情。
But even though we know, we can never know as much a mother know. Right?
作为父亲呢，即使你知道，也没有母亲。
And then look at verse 3.
我们去看第三节,
chapter 4, verse 3.
第四章的第三节,
then it said, go, borrow vessel from everywhere, from all your neighbors, empty vessel, do not gather just a few.
所以第三节, 以利沙说, 你去向你众邻舍, 借空器皿,
so here, the man of God told, go and borrow vessel from everywhere.
所以这个神人呢, 告诉这个母亲说, 你去向你众邻舍, 借空器皿,
from all your neighbors.
就是众邻舍,
not only get a few, but get as much as you can.
不要少借,
I think this,
借越多越好,
you know, this command is also very difficult for husband, right?
所以对于这个要求呢, 对于这个先生会比较难行出来。
Can as husband, can we really go to our neighbors and borrow this kind of vessel, right? Borrow things from their house.
所以一个先生呢, 你会到其他的邻舍去跟人家借这个空的器皿吗?
I mean, even, you know, for me, my wife, she's going to be away from home in June for 2 weeks.
所以对于我而言, 我太太要在六月会离开家里两个星期。
And during that time, I will be in Hawaii.
当时呢, 我会在夏威夷。
But I need someone to take care of my yard when I'm gone and when she's gone, right?
所以我需要有人来照顾我的这个后院，但是当这两个星期呢，他会离开。
Especially the pond that I have in my backyard that I built.
特别是因为我在这个后院做了一个小池塘。
And she told me, why don't you just ask our neighbor next door, right, to take care of the pond?
所以他问我说，为什么你不叫我们的邻舍呢，来照顾这个小池塘？
I'm like, no way.
我说不可能。
I don't want to ask him, right?
我不想叫我的邻舍。
And she's like, why not?
他是说为什么呢?
I said, I don't know. I just don't want to ask them to take care of my pond.
我是说我不晓得为什么我不想叫我的邻舍来照顾我这个小池塘。
And she just tell me, it's not a big deal. Just go and ask.
他是说没关系，你就去叫，这不是一件大不了的事情。
Until now, I told her, no, I'm not going to ask my neighbor.
所以我告诉他我。 不想去找我的邻舍,
and I don't know why.
我也不晓得为什么.
Why can't I just go to my neighbor and ask him? I talked to him plenty of time. His name is Clint. He has 3 kids. I talked to him plenty of time, right?
所以我知道我的邻舍是谁, 他名叫 Clint, 他有3个儿子, 但是我就是不愿意去请他来帮忙。
He has 3 big dogs always barking, right?
他有3只狗常常都在吼叫。
And you know, every time I'm outside the yard, he's outside the yard, we communicate. But for me to go ask him to do me a favor, it seemed like it's so difficult.
所以虽然我们常常都彼此见面，常常都在聊天，但是要我去跟我的邻舍求他帮忙的话，这我几乎开不出口。
So here when Elisha said, go to your neighbor and borrow vessel and stuff from your neighbor, right? He's like, for a man, he's like, God, no way I can do that, right?
所以伊丽莎叫这个婢女呢，到他的邻舍去借空器皿，对于 对于男人来说，这个是非常困难的一件事情。
And then look at verse 4.
我们看第四节。
And when you have come in, you shall shut the door behind you and your sons, then pour into those vessels and set aside the full ones.
所以第四节, 回到家里关上门, 你和你儿子在里面将油倒在所有的器皿里, 倒满了放在一边。
And look at verse 5.
我们看第五节。
So she went from him.
于是妇人离开。
Now, wow, she's so obedient, right?
所以这里谈到她是非常听话的一个人。
When the man of God tell you must do this, you must do that, she just went ahead and just did it.
当这个神人告诉她你必须做这件事情，她就去做了。
That's why a mother's love is great.
所以我们可以说，一个母亲的爱是何等伟大。
Because a mother would do anything for her children.
因为这个母亲呢，愿意为儿女。
Yes, maybe it's not an easy thing to go to her neighbor's house and borrow vessels.
所以对于她来说，到这个邻舍的家里去借这个空器皿，并不是一个简单的事情。
And yes, maybe it's not an easy thing for her to truly believe in the man of God.
当然，对她而言，要相信这个神人的话，并不是一件容易的事情。
Why would she go out and borrow empty vessel?
为什么你要到你向你的众邻舍去借这个空器皿？
Why should they gather so many of them?
为什么需要 借那么多呢?
But she did not ask any kind of question.
她也没有问这些问题。
But what she has, she believed in the man of God.
她所相信就是这个神人的话。
And she believed whatever he told her, then it will be beneficial to her children.
他相信这个神能告诉他的，他所要做的事情是对他儿子有益。
But not only that.
不单如此。
Look at continue in verse 5.
我们看第五节。
And she went away from him.
然后妇人离开。
And shut the door behind her.
关上门。
And her sons.
和他的儿子。
And who brought the vessel to her, and she poured it out.
在里面，儿子把这个他。自己和儿子在里面把器皿拿来，他就倒油。
Even though the man of God told her to go to the neighbors to borrow vessel,
所以虽然这个神人呢叫这个妇人到他的众邻舍去借这个空瓶子
，but she didn't do it herself.
她不单单自己做
，she also involved in her children, right, to do all these things with her.
她叫她的儿子跟她一起在做。
This is also a mother's love.
这是母亲的爱。
Why? Because when children do things with us.It's very burdensome, right?
因为当这个孩子呢跟我们一起做事情的时候是非常
because,
是一种负担。
Because quite often they don't do it right.
因为很多时候他们不能做，不能好好
的做。I consider myself to be a very patient person. Right?
我认为我自己是一个非常有耐心的一个人。
Now my nephew, his choice, you know, to take the trash out, take the recycle out, and also vacuum the house, right?
所以我侄儿的他所要做的家务就是。把这个垃圾拿到外面去，还有就是吸尘。
You see my nephew how skinny he is and small he is, right?
你看到我的侄儿，他是又那么小只，又那么瘦。
And the vacuum we have is twice his size.
所以我们有所拥有的这个吸尘机呢，是他的体重的两倍。
So every time he, you know, go to get the vacuum.
所以每一次当他去。提这个吸尘机的时候
，When I'm sitting there, I just can't like, oh, I'm so aggravated. Why is she so slow? Why hitting all the walls, right? When you take out the vacuum, hit that wall, this wall, that wall, right?
所以当我的这个侄儿呢，他把这吸尘机从房去拿出来的时候，他会把这个东把这吸尘机往墙壁撞，所以我就因此而感觉到非常烦躁。
By the end, I just say, okay, okay, you just go and sit down. I'll vacuum the house, right?
所以最后我就跟他说。你就坐在一旁，让我来吸尘。
And of course, especially when he vacuumed next to my speakers and stuff, I'm always very nervous when he vacuumed around my speakers.
所以当他吸尘，特别是当他在吸我这个音响系统的旁边的这些尘呢，我都是非常的非常的担心。
Because he doesn't pay attention.
因为他没有专心。
When he vacuumed, I don't know what he's thinking about, right? Of course, he just go. I say seven. Make sure don't touch.The speakers, I make sure.
我侄儿当他吸尘的时候呢，他也很不专心，所以我要跟他说 ，Seven， 当你吸尘的时候，不要动到这个音响。
And sometimes when he vacuum, he touches and he look at me. You know, he's just like I tell you not to touch it, not to hit it, right?
所以当他撞到这个音响系统的时候，他会看着我，我就告诉他说，我不是跟你说过不要把这吸尘机碰撞这个音响系统。
But when my wife is home,
当我太太在家的时候
，and he's doing his chores,
当他在做他的这个家务的时候
，and she just leave him alone. He does whatever he wants to do, right?
然后这个母亲就让我的侄儿要做他所该做的这个家务。
Just like yesterday, I see him vacuum, I'm like, oh, give me the vacuum already. So I just do all the vacuum myself, right?
所以昨天当我看到我侄儿在吸尘的时候，我就说，你把这个吸尘机给我，让我来吸尘。
I guess men, we just build very differently.
所以男人的思想结构比较不一样。
But of course, there's always no exception to the rule. Some men have a lot of patience, right, with the children stuff, right?
当然也是有例外的因为有些男人对于小孩子非常有这个耐心。
But here you can see the mother work very well with her son.
但是在这边所记载，这个妇人呢跟她儿子做起工来非常的顺利。
And her sons are very obedient to her.
而且这个儿子呢，非常听他母亲的话。
And I'm sure the reason why they have they are so obedient to her because they have good relationship with one another.
这个儿子呢，为什么很听母亲的话？是因为他跟母亲建立一个良好的关系。
And it's also part of mother's love.
当然，这个也是归于这个母亲的爱。
Really, very few husbands can love the children the way mothers do.
所以很少这个先生呢能。好像母亲这样去爱她的儿女。
And look at verse 6.
我们看第六节。
Now it came to pass when the vessel was full that she said to her son, Bring me another vessel. And he said to her, There is not another vessel. So the oil ceased.
第六节，器皿满了，他就 器皿满了，他对儿子说：“再给我拿器皿来。”儿子说：“再没有器皿了，油就止住了。”
So you can see the communication between the mother and her son.
所以在这里我们可以看到这个母亲跟儿子的这个沟通。
And you can see how can they work so closely together.
所以我们可以看他们如何这样很。很顺利的一起在工作。
Now that's why as mothers.
所以作为一个母亲。
Now when we have to, when situation arise at home.
当家里发生了一些事情。
It's always a great idea to involve our children also, you know, in prayer and reading God's word and cultivating themselves also.
所以我们应该是叫我们的儿子跟我们一起来祷告，来一起来读经，来解决这些事情。
He or she cannot do it herself. Go and get all of empty vessel.
所以在这里，他不能自己做一切的事情，自己去拿这个空气。
But quite often when it comes to spiritual things.
但很多时候，在这个灵性上的事情。
And we think, oh, our children is too small. But actually, children prayer will be effective.
所以我们觉得我们的儿子或者女儿太年轻了，其实。小孩子的这些祷告非常有功效。
So when we really truly learn how to use them,
如果我们知道如何来运用我们的孩子
，and involve them in our situation, involve them in our difficulties.
所以在我们的困难当中呢，我们让我们的孩子都参与。
We really be surprised how much they can help us.
我们会感觉到非常的惊奇，他们其实是对我们非常有帮助的。
You know, just like I was.When I'm building my pond, right?
就好比当我在这个挖这个水池的时候。
Actually, my nephew helped me a lot.
其实我的这个侄儿呢，他帮助我很多。
Because even though he cannot carry two bigger things, right?
虽然他不能这个搬起比较笨重的东西。
But when I'm in the pond,
当我在这个水池里面的
时候。It's very difficult for me to go out of the pond and get this and get that. But if he's there, I can ask him, "Can you get me this? Can you get me that?" And he really can help a lot.
所以当我在挖这个水池的时候呢，我对我来说是非常困难，又要从这个池里出来，所以我会跟我的侄儿说，你去帮我拿这件东西或者拿那一件东西。
Especially now that he know how to use a microwave and stuff like that, so you know when I'm sitting and watching something and I tell him, can you make me some popcorn? He's like, sure. Yeah, he go and do it, right? It's very useful.
所以特别现在呢，他其实是非常有用，因为他会用这个微波炉。当我在看电视的时候，我会告诉他，你到这个去为我准备一些这个爆米花，他就会去准备一些爆米花给我。
And you see, he's very cute. I ask him to do something, I'll say yes, sir. He go like yes, sir. He go like that, right?
所以当他，而且他也是非常可爱，因为当我叫他做某件事情的时候，他会跟我说 yes, sir.
Actually, when you really, this is the kind of way to develop good relationship with them.
其实这是跟他们建立一个很好一个良好关系的一个途径。
Of course, even though sometimes he aggravates me, why he's doing things with me, but nevertheless, on the end, it's more beneficial than aggravation. Right?
所以虽然有时候我跟他做工的时候，我会感觉到非常的气恼，但是最终这个成果呢，胜于这个气恼。
And you know, when we kneel down and pray together, my nephew and I.
所以当我和我的这个侄儿呢跪下来祷告的时候。
And quite often he shed tears in his prayer.
很多时候呢，他跪下来祷告的时候会流眼泪。
And I ask him, why are you crying?
我就问他为什么你哭呢？
And he said, oh, because I'm praying for my mother and my father.
因为他说我为我的父亲还有母亲祷告。
Actually, even though he's so small, but you can see, right, when he kneel down and pray, actually he prayed for many people.
所以虽然你看他的年龄，他年龄虽小，但是他会为很多人祷告。
And one time, you know, I wasn't there, but my wife shared this with me.
所以当有一件事情发生，我不在那里，但是我的太太跟我分享。
He said, "Wow, he went to a Friday night service."
所以就是我这个侄儿呢，他去了一个星期五的晚间聚会。
And I said, "Wow, God is great."
他说，哦，神是何等伟大。
My wife asked him, "Why do you say God is great?"
我太太就问他说，为什么你说神是何等伟大呢？
You know, I've been praying for this brother. Right? He's been praying for one of the brothers at church.
所以他说，我为这个教会的某某弟兄祷告。
Because they never come to service on Friday.
因为他们很少参加，他们从来没有参加星期五的晚间聚会。
And they say I've been praying for them for 2 weeks.
他说我为他们祷告了两个星期。
Now they start to come service on Friday.
所以他现在呢，他们现在每个星期五晚上的晚间聚会都会
来。Not only the little brother start coming, but his whole family start come to church on Friday.
所以不单单这个弟兄来星期五晚上的聚会，
I didn't even know that he was praying for this young brother to come to church on Friday, right?
我自己也不晓得我的侄儿呢为这个弟兄而祷告。
I always hope that this couple also will come to church on Friday, but my nephew prayed for them, and now the whole family start coming to come to church, and that for me is amazing.
所以我当然是希望这对夫妇能来聚会，但是我的。 让他们来聚会，所以我因此而感觉到受感动。
We'll involve our children more in holy work.
所以我们在我们的圣工上呢，要多多让我们儿女来参与。
And even as family, we go through a difficulty, we also should involve them also.
所以对于我们而言，在家里如果发生了什么困难，我们也要让我们儿女来参与。
Because sometimes their prayer can reach all the way to God before our prayer can reach up there.
因为他们的祷告其实可以达到神，快于我们的祷告可以通到神。
But look at verse 7.
我们看7节。
Then she came and told the man of God, and he said, "Go sell the oil and pay your debt, and you and your son live on the rest."
七节，妇人去告诉神人说：“你去卖油，还债。” 所剩的你和你儿子可以靠着度日。
See, not only she have enough oil to pay for the debt of her children, but also she can live on the rest of the time.
所以这里谈到说，她不但有这个钱来把这个债还了，她还有剩余的钱和她的儿子可以度日。
And the reason this passage on the end became positive because of this woman.
这一段呢，最后呢是有一个很好的结果，是因为这个女人。
She know what's going on with her son.
因为她知道她儿子发生了什么事情。
And then she didn't sit home and just do nothing about it.
她不单单坐在家里，什么事情也不做。
But rather she went out to cry to the man of God.
但是她到了这个神人面前向他哀求。
Then when the man of God tell exactly what she need to do.
当这个神人呢告诉这个女人说她该做什么的时候。
Then she went ahead and do exactly what he want her to do.
那这个妇人呢就做这个神人告诉她所做的一切事情。
And because of this obedience,
因为他顺服,
then on the end, the creditor did not come and take her two sons to be slaves.
所以最终呢，这个债主没有去娶他两个儿子作为奴仆。
Not only that, they can live on the rest of the stuff that she had.
不单如此呢，他们可以把这个油卖了，这个钱呢，来与他的儿子
And why did she be able to do all this?
为什么他可以这样做呢？
Because the love that she had for her two sons.
因为她对于她两个儿子的这种爱。
Because she's not willing for two sons to become slaves to the creditors.
因为她不愿意让这个两个儿子作为这个债主的奴仆。
Actually, when we think about our mothers,
所以当我们回顾我们的母亲,
really our mothers do so many things for us.
我们的母亲呢, 为我们付出了很多。
So it should not take only once a year that we show them appreciation.
我们不单只一年一次来表示我们对他们的尊敬和爱。
But every day,
但我们应该每天这样。
We should show them love and respect.
每一天我们必须尊重他们。
And every day, we should show them, appreciation.
我们每一天应该是显出我们对他们的这种尊敬。
Because after all, they are our mother.
因为他们毕竟是我们的母亲。
And the mother truly loves us and takes care of us.
因为我们的母亲。 他是真正的爱我们，真正的照顾我们。
So it's not only once a year, but every day.
所以不单是一年一度，但是其实我们应该每天这样做。
We should try our best to return their love, right, by loving them back.
我们必须要回顾他们对我们的爱。
So praise and thank God. Let's all rise and sing one hymn.